White. College View, Nebraska, September 15, 1904. My dear son, Edson. We reached Omaha September 9th, Friday, and on Sabbath I spoke in the tent. When I entered the tent, I was surprised to see before me and on either side a sea of faces. I had taken a cold, and there were a few who thought that they could not hear distinctly every word I spoke. I spoke with freedom, and all seemed deeply interested. On Sunday, I spoke from the first three chapters of Revelation. The words given to the disciple John by the great teacher to send to the churches are of the most importance. Why then do not our people show a more decided interest in the instruction contained in the book of Revelation? In the day of final judgment, a heavy charge will be brought against those who have not appreciated the messages of warning and hope given in this book. What a work there is before us. Who comprehends it? Christ would have all understand that the end of all things is at hand, that the solemn scenes of the final judgment are soon to take place. In that great day, those whose characters the judge of all the earth can vindicate will stand before the world glorified and honored. On this earth, they manifested forth the light and glory of God, and he now rewards them according to their works. The whole world will then receive sentence. Of all, the question will be asked, have you diligently studied the word of God, that you might know the will of God, that you might be enabled to understand the difference between sin and righteousness? Sad will be the fate of those who would not come to Christ that they might be cleansed from all unrighteousness. Then sinners see the character of God as it is, and they see too the sinfulness of the sins that have drawn souls away from Christ and placed them under the banner of rebellion, to war against him who gave his life for them. Because Christ was one with the Father, equal with him, he could make an atonement for transgression and save man not in his sins, but from his sins. Those who have despised his grace will see what they have lost by treating with contempt the one who humbled himself to stand at the head of humanity. They hear the words of condemnation. Depart from me. By your example, you have caused many to err. You have led them away from the commandments in obedience to which they would have found eternal life. Far different are the words spoken to God's faithful ones. Come, ye blessed of my Father, Christ says. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Matthew 25, verse 34. Then from the host of the redeemed there rises the triumphant chorus, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55. Oh, that our minds could comprehend the greatness of the theme and the wonderful importance of the occasion. Whosoever believeth in me shall never die. If a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. John 11, verse 26, 8:51. God's chosen ones may fall at their post of duty, but they have only fallen asleep, to rest till Jesus awakes them to share with him an eternal weight of glory. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. John 6, verse 54. Whosoever drinketh that water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up unto everlasting life. John 4, verse 14. This spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe in him should receive. John 7, verse 39. By the agency of his Spirit, Christ works out in his people in the present life a continual moral reviving which is a progression of holiness. Verily I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. John 5, verse 25. They are aroused from the slumber of sin and brought into newness of life. They accept the garment of Christ's righteousness and show to the world a life changed and transfigured by His transforming grace. They hunger to be partakers of the divine nature. They break away from the bondage of sin. They submit to be trained for service, for every duty His service requires. Their hearts pant after God. They long to enjoy the life-giving power that He alone can impart. The consciousness that they are wearing Christ's yoke and learning of Him His meekness and lowliness surrounds them with an atmosphere of peace. They realize that the yoke of Christ is indeed easy and His burden light. To be made partakers of that which they know is a divine principle is to them a pledge of resurrection to eternal life.
As I live, so ye shall live also. John 14, verse 19. They are a part of His own life. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. John 6, verse 57.